President Bush flew to Entebbe, Uganda this morning and is now in Nigeria. While in Uganda, Mr. Bush visited an AIDS treatment and support facility. The president wants to highlight Uganda's success in combating AIDS. Joining us now from Entebbe is NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, what did the president see there?
The president toured a clinic that is one of those that has really contributed to the success Uganda has had in fighting the spread of AIDS. He met some patients here at the clinic and talked to some doctors and spoke with the officials who run this clinic. He also gave a brief speech here talking about the U.S. commitment to really be a major partner of Africa's in doing what it takes to stop the spread of AIDS around this continent.
Don, we hear there was a stowaway on the press plane from South Africa to Entebbe. What's the story there?
There was. Not long after the president was in place and getting ready to speak, we could see through the windows here police escorting a gentleman away. And we were told that he was first a protester, and then later details came through that he had actually stowed away on the press plane from Pretoria. It was about a five-hour flight, and somehow he got into the press filing center and boarded the plane without having the proper credentials and rode all the way up here. We're not sure what his intent was once he got here. He didn't cause any trouble that any of us know of. He has been arrested, as I said, and the word here this afternoon is that he's been charged with unlawful entry into the country, entry into the country without a passport.
Questions about the war in Iraq have followed the president throughout this tour of Africa, specifically questions about intelligence that the president used to make the case for war that later turned out to be false. What are the latest developments on this?
They have had to talk about this topic on this trip almost as much as they've had to talk about the things related to the president's Africa agenda. Secretary of State Colin Powell last night held a briefing. Today, Condoleezza Rice, the National Security Advisor, came to the back of Air Force One and spent 45 minutes talking with reporters, more than half of that time going over the details of when the administration knew that this information the president cited in this State of the Union speech this year was bogus and should not have been included in the speech. There are questions about what happened in the week between the time the president gave his speech and when Secretary of State Powell went to the United Nations to lay out the case for war there, because in that time, for some reason, Secretary of State Powell decided not to use that same piece of evidence that dealt with allegations that Iraq was trying to obtain uranium from Africa.
Has the administration given any indication as to whether they plan to send peacekeeping troops to Liberia to help enforce the ceasefire there?
That's the other question that's come up at every stop here. And the White House officials we're talking to today say the president still hasn't made up his mind. The Secretary General of the United Nations, Kofi Annan, is going to be at the White House on Monday. That will certainly be the primary topic there. So a decision from the White House on U.S. involvement could come anytime after that.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you.
NPR's White House correspondent, Don Gagne.